Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Oh, man, there's so much stuff to talk about. You know, we talked politics earlier. May touch on a little bit of it later. I may. I don't know. That's the beauty of what I do is I'm blessed to be able to, you know, we sit around and we talk about the things that we find interesting. You know, so many of my, my colleagues in the business, they talk about one or two things a show, if that. Very few of them rifle through stuff. And most of it's all based on political stuff. But I like to talk about things I think that matter to human beings. What matters to you and me? What matters to you and me is life, you know, right? I mean, I don't go home all night and think about politics. In fact, I just flipped. I was watching CNN, and I had enough. Football game's on. Yeah, it's a crappy game. Seattle Seahawks taking on the Los Angeles Rams. They used to be called the Rams, but they're horrible. That's what my dad used to call them, the Rams. But I think about stuff like this. Think about what matters. What matters to you in life? That's the thing. Because that's where the importance of life is, right? What matters to you? It's like this holiday season, what matters to you? Got a fresh new resolve, got a new president coming in, a shocker to say the least. We've got an opportunity, I think, to do some really big things when it comes to what's going to take place potentially in our government, maybe having some sort of upheaval and some sort of flipping over the tables and some people having, you know, a chance to see a new opportunity come to us because we as citizens are going to have somebody in there that we think speaks for us. Right? May open our eyes to things that we didn't think were there, or we thought were there, but we couldn't prove. But what matters to you? You know, if you wake up today and you say, I tell you, give me five things in your life that absolutely matters to you, like five things in life, you're going to say your family, right? Your friends, your career, your home, and then you'll come up with maybe your dog. Maybe it's your, you know, whatever. Pizza. It could be, but those things, you know, your golf, your soccer, a cherished possession that you have. You know what you're not going to say? Politics, 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 my family. You're not going to say that. Because we don't live our life in that realm. Not that politics is bad, but we live our life in a much different way. Human beings, you know, we had so much stuff to talk about. We were talking today. We literally have, we could do four or five shows. Oh, my God. Producer Phil, turn on NBC and see the uniforms the Seahawks are wearing.
I'm watching them. Chad, football's on. Come on. This is important stuff.
This is important. I was going to look over and say, Anthony, go adjust the screen. But apparently, they want to look like Gatorade. It is the brightest, loudest, greenest uniforms I have ever seen.
They're wearing highlighters.
Oh, that is ugly. They're wearing highlighters. That is the best way to describe that, Producer Phil. They're wearing highlighters. But these are the things that, you know, I sit there and it's like when I'm with my son and I ask him, what do you want to do today? Like, my birthday's coming up next week. What are we doing for my... It's my birthday. You know, Jack and I are going to have a little party. And we're taking my brothers, my little brothers, and we're going to a Nerf warehouse where they have, like, Nerf gun wars. And we're going to play Nerf gun fights. It's my birthday. But you know what? You know what matters to me? That I'm spending time with my son and that we're going to play Nerf gun fights and the memories we'll make. Those things matter. Race doesn't matter. Trump doesn't matter. None of these things matter because in the end, your life is your life. And that's why I love to do human interest stories that I find interesting because I think people relate to those things. You relate to them. Well, the text messages I get from people, you know, I got a text message last night. Let me see it. It was a really good text message. It was very, very kind for him to say some of the stuff. But it was, what it did is it made me, it, 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 it it made me think, okay, you know what? I really feel good about stuff like this. Because this is what I think human beings really think about. Says, my name is Patrick. What's up, Patrick? Truck driver. I drive at night. I listen to you every night. Love your show, man. I was a Democrat my whole life. My father was a Democrat, libertarian, kind of a hippie. But he was a baby boomer that always took care of business. I don't really know what I am now, but listening to your show opens up a whole new world for me, man. Anyways, just keep telling it like it is. And if you want to say my name over the radio, that'd be great. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate that. Sorry I didn't get to it last night. I appreciate that. And it's just one of those things where that's what it's about, right? It's like opening up your mind. You know, I my mom used to say this, you know, as a kid, and it wasn't her quote, but it's like, if you're not learning, you're not living. You're not learning, you're dying, right? You're not. You should be learning something every day, whether it's about your neighbor, whether it's about life, whether it's about this. I speak to Jack every single night. We go over, what did you learn today? Tell me what you learned today that you didn't know yesterday that you can tell me. And sometimes it's silly stuff like, Daddy, I didn't know this, but Mommy really likes pizza. You know? But then sometimes it's like, did you know that a bunch of stars make up a solar system and a galaxy and this thing? He starts going, those things matter. That's why I'm always trying to push for let's find solutions to problems. That's why I'm always trying to push, let's look at the positive side of things and not the negatives. Let's learn from the negatives. Let's learn from our mistakes. Let's learn from the things that have happened in the past. But let's also be open to the great things that are in front of us in the future. Those things matter. But if I was to ask you tonight, what is your five most important things that matter to you in life? Well, a few of you will say, because you're that guy, politics. You'll put that. But most of you, that won't even be in your top 10, 15, or 20. Hell, most politicians I know probably won't put it in their top 10. Because what really matters is sitting next to you. What really matters is at home. What really matters is going to run up to the door when you walk in. What really matters, you're going to go see graduate this year. What really matters, you're going to give away and get a new son-in-law. What really matters is you're going to have a grandchild. What really matters in life are those things. Not the screaming and the yelling, the craziness, the loudness out there. That stuff doesn't matter. It doesn't. It's like when I'm looking around this holiday season, I'm so blessed. I got great friends and great families. I'm blessed with my job that I have. I'm blessed with the career that I have. I'm blessed to work with like Anthony and the Czar and Scotty and Phil. And, you know, my vice president here that works here, Kelly does a great job. And Radio America and, you know, and Blake, our video guy. I'm blessed with all these things because, yes, I've worked hard and I've sacrificed and put myself in these things. But I'm blessed to do these kind of things. And I do it over and over again. Bad things happened to me when I was a kid, but I never focused on those things because I learned from things that happened and you move on with life. So I get frustrated with my industry when the likes of, you know, the Levins and the Hannitys and this, that, and the other, and they're just, you know, people call them hate radio, and I see why they do. They're not interested in a solution. And look, I could come on the radio and I could scream and say the most outlandish things and I could gin up all kinds of stuff. But I think we're smarter than that now. And I think we're over that kind of stuff. We want something real. We're craving something different. We're craving something honest. We're craving something that we can go, oh, I love this. This is it. May not be me. I'm under no illusion that I'm anything special. I tell you that all the time. I'm a talk show host. That's it. But if I can open your mind up even for a second, if I can get you to look at something different, that's great. Those things matter in life. Again, look for the solutions. My old boss used to say, don't bring me problems, bring me solutions. Nowadays, it's all we do is focus on problems.
Was that an English accent?
No, that's the way he used to talk. I think he talked because something happened to his nose. It was hilarious. Don't bring me problems, Chad, bring me solutions. And that's what we need to start doing. To the world, to each other, what are the solutions? No matter if it's race, no matter if it's choice or or gun control, or what can we all do to better the situation and to understand each other more and bring solutions to each other that are going to benefit us all, that are going to benefit your kids, my kids, your future, my future, without screaming and yelling. The problem is the bully pulpit's big for a lot of these guys who love to scream and yell. And that's all they care about. They care about the press. They care about the problem. They don't care about solutions. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423,
323-538-2423. So Chad at Benson's show. I see your dirty face. This is the Chad Benson Show.
I like this song. I love this song. This goes to show you the millennials. I love this. There is the Atlanta Braves manager has a hashtag ass copy, C-O-P-P-Y, copy. John Coppola is his name. And you can ask him questions, right? So they you know, it's like one of those things where you can ask him anything. Ask them anything. And this is people are pissed at this. Because he gave a response that was real. One fan asked him about career advice. And he says, this is great. Like, this kills. And producer Phil and Anthony and everybody else who's worked in radio or any kind of these things, you will understand exactly what he is saying. He says, look for internships. Don't worry about money. Work hard and don't have expectations beyond being part of a team. Assume nothing. And people are pissed. People are pissed. That is. People are like, delete your account and your stadium. What about humans who need to eat and survive? Any advice for them? That's great career advice, one tweeter writes. I've always wanted to make no money, have little self-worth, and be undervalued. Do you not get it? And look, part of the whole thing with millennials is our fault because we sold them a bill of goods 25, 30 years ago, all of these kids from my age on, that you need to go to college, and when you walk out of college, you're going to have a diploma and somebody's going to come hand you a job that will pay you $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 a year and life will be wonderful. Well, I've done the work. Let me tell you, kids, the work doesn't start until you get out of college. And internships, massive, incredible. A way to get inside and get a feel of what it's like in the real world before you actually have to go into the real world. I don't know about you, producer Phil, but I started as an intern.
It's funny. My mom found a copy of my resume one time, and she's like, I didn't know you worked at all of these radio stations. When did you do that?
Yeah, you did, because you go. Man, my first jobs, I was so excited to be inside of a radio station. Back when radio was hip and cool. Back before this newfangled craziness. Producer Phil, let's laugh. Did you splice tape?
I got the scar to prove it.
I spliced tape as well. That's how long ago I started. I spliced tape to do edits.
I walked right out of college and worked on a network level show. That's
people
what I did.
Yeah, everybody. That's what they all do. People expect things to be handed to them now. You roll up the sleeves, you work hard, you bust your butt, you work hard, you show somebody. When I talk to people, small business owners and even larger business owners and corporation stuff, they say the hardest thing to do is to find an employee. It's not finding customers anymore. It's finding employees that are worth it, that are good, that are solid, that can bring something to it. Well, I want to be paid for this and that. Stop it. You're getting an opportunity to get into some of these places. And by the way, Some internships, depending on where you are in the state and the industry you're in, they get some internships get paid extremely well. Some do. Some get paid extremely well. Some don't. Some it's just about getting career experience. It's getting an opportunity to work in an environment that you may potentially be in one day. But the hard work, the work for free, people cannot imagine doing something for free anymore. I do stuff all the time for free. I don't ask any. Somebody comes to me and says, Chad, can you voice something for me? I know what my value is. But I'm willing to help somebody out. I'm willing to do something. We are so, it is amazing. I tell everybody, like, man, under promise and over deliver. And that includes everything. That, I don't care if it's you're going to go work for somebody and you know you can do X, Y, and Z, promise them X. And when you deliver Y and Z, boom. But nowadays it's like, no, I want X, Y, and Z, and then maybe I'll show up. Then maybe. Because I deserve, because I am this. Oh my God, the insanity of it all. Hard work? He tweets out hard work. People freak out about that, the Braves manager. Look for internships. Don't worry about money. Work hard. Don't have expectations beyond being part of a team. Assume nothing. That's right. Work hard. Put your head down. Learn a craft. Talk to people. Sometimes you won't get paid for it. Sometimes you'll get paid very little. But the invaluable things you will learn will translate to opportunities. And by the way, most people, when you come into an internship and you're good and you show them that, they want to keep you. They want to keep you. It's amazing. Delete your account in stadium because I'm 7. I've always wanted to make no money, have little self-worth, be undervalued. Dumbass. You know why I won't hire you? Because you want too much stuff and you're not willing to give anything for it. And I've given way too much to waste my time with somebody like that. Goodness me. Crazy. Damn you kids. Get off my lawn. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You know, it's funny. People are texting in. Chad, millennials don't have a work ethic, writes one texter. They don't get it, writes another texter. And we were talking about before we went to break about how the Atlanta Braves manager has an ass copy or copy or whatever he wants to call his name. Hashtag, and you can ask him questions, and he responds. And he said, you know, essentially, look, if you want to get somewhere, get an internship, work for no money, work hard, keep your mouth shut, learn something. I mean, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but you know, and never assume. And Phil and I were talking off air, man. Every job I have gotten in radio, until the point where I became established, was I started out as an intern. I had to prove myself. And I was willing to do anything. I didn't care. You want me to sit here and dub these things on carts? Fine, I'll do it. You want me to pull music for the disc jockey? Oh my God, yes. Getting closer to the microphone. You want me to do whatever? You want me to take out the garbage? I'll do it. And it's funny, is this one of the guys that tweeted back at him said something about the, you know, along the lines of, I've always wanted to be undervalued and work for no money. People expect to come out of college and they expect to know what their value is. I set the value of who I am. No, the marketplace does, dumbass. Hence the reason why people are bitching about $15 an hour. Because you know what? That's an $875 an hour job. Marketplace does. You don't tell me what you think you're worth. It's good that you think you're worth something, but you're always wrong about what you're worth. And rarely is it wrong where I'm only worth a dollar, when really you're worth 15. Most of the time it's I'm worth 30, you're worth 2. You're worth 2. You're worth 3. You're worth whatever. But you come out with this inflated ego as if I am worth X, Y, and Z. I'm worth this. I'm worth this. I know my worth. I know my worth too. Doesn't mean I won't bend over backwards for somebody and help them out. Doesn't mean I won't do something to help somebody. Doesn't mean I won't sacrifice something because I know if I take a couple steps backwards, there's a chance I'm going to take 5-10 steps forward. You know, when I moved out here to the desert, I moved out here 4 years ago. I was doing voiceovers and I was working for my buddy and I was making good money. And I came back from San Antonio because I wanted to be around my son. It was the most important thing. So I was willing to take any radio job. I had bigger offers, a lot bigger offers than Palm Springs. But my son was only 75 miles away or 100 miles away. And to me, that was what it was. That and he is what it was about. But I said, you know what? I've got a plan of what I want to do and where I want to grow and how I want to do it. And while I'm worth a lot more than I'm getting paid, I have a plan for this. I have goals for what it is that I want to do. So I'm willing to sacrifice that, not only to be around my son, but also to build something that I want to build. They just don't have that attitude.
Hey, Chad.
They have this, yeah?
Can I interject one more radio story?
Absolutely.
So there's a very prestigious, or at least what I think is a very prestigious broadcasting school in Detroit. And when I was assistant program director in that area, you know, these people were coming out of this school and they'd come to me looking for a job because I was the assistant program director. I was first, you know, in line to see if they would get hired. And again, you know, these people wanted to be on air. They wanted to do what you do. And when I would tell them, well, you're going to work overnights and you're going to dub commercials all night long for the next day. And they would walk out. They didn't want to do that. If they couldn't be on air, they didn't want to do it.
Yeah. And because people have that this self-bloated, you know, ego that they are somehow entitled. This entitled generation, entitled to start where you are. That they're entitled to start where you are. Like, you and I are equals. No, we're not equals. We aren't even close to being equals. You may be one day, but you're not now. And that's it. And it's not just radio. It's everything. When I talk to my friends, man, they demand certain things. They're not asking. They're not negotiating. They're demanding. It's as much laziness. Nah, it's as much entitlement as laziness. Some of that's on us, though, because we all sold the bill of goods. Hey, you go to college, you do this, that, and the other. You're going to walk out. You're going to have all the things you've ever dreamed of. It's going to be great. But if you ask them to take out the garbage, hell no. Are you kidding me? Do you know who I am? I've got zero experience, and I've got a degree and no talent. And you're expecting me to take out the garbage? Yes, actually, I am expecting you to take out the garbage. Just to let you know, we're all hands on deck here in our facility. Anthony, myself, Scotty, John, Kelly, Blake, all the people that work here and do the things that we do, they're all hands on deck. We take out our own garbage. We vacuum. It came in yesterday. Guess what? Anthony got here early, and he had vacuumed, taken out, done all the stuff. A couple nights ago, middle of the night, I'm taking stuff out. I'm cleaning up. I'm no ego, none of those things. No job is too small or too big when it comes to doing things around here. That's what I tried to teach Jack. It's thank you. It's yes. It's no, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's pick up your room. It's do the little things. And some of it, you know what? Is some of it parenting? Eh, I think anymore, it's just a feeling of entitledness. I think it's a group think amongst themselves that they all feel they're worth something far more than they really are.
Yeah, and saying thank you and please and stuff like that, I don't think that makes you any less of a person. You're not saying, oh, my God, thank you so much. No, it's saying thank you and doing stuff to help grow your job.
That's it. And you know what? And like, I was at Del Taco. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I eat at Del Taco 25 times a day. So I'm at Del Taco the other day, and I'm inside, and there's a guy asking the lady, he needs a job, and he's asking the lady behind the counter, and he's literally quizzing her on what he may be doing, and she's trying to hand him the application, and she's like, well, you started out doing this, and he says, nah, I don't want to work here, and turns and walks out. So you're at the point where it's like beggars can't be choosers. No, well, apparently they can't. The entitlement of it all. It's I know my worth. You don't know your worth. You haven't established what your worth is. The market will establish what your worth is. You may think you're $30 an hour, and you may get there. But right now, you're $8 an hour.
Dude, when
you may think you're $1 million.
I would take any job I could get.
Oh. Absolutely. I'm never without work. I am never without work. When I would go from you know, radio stations and you know, we'd flip four masks, this, that, and the other, I'd have a job. Like, boom. Maybe not in radio, but I was always working because I'm a hustler. I'm willing to do it. I put the effort in. And it's always amazed me. And I just don't know where this... You know, we talk about this work ethic and this greatness of America and all these kind of things and the frustration that comes to the roof. And as we were talking earlier about the, you know, the how our grandparents did okay, but, you know, mom and dad did a little bit better than them, and we may be doing a little bit better than them, but this next generation is going to struggle. Look, some of it is the fact that they're living and making a new American dream, which is they only want to work 30 hours a week. They want to travel. They want to play video games. They want to help the environment. They're not interested in the things that we were once interested in. The problem is they want to do it all on our time. They want us to pay for their vacation of fun. Get ahead in life. My boy, my sister's boyfriend, Daka, great guy. They've been together for like 3 or 4 years. So just the dude is amazing. How he puts up with my sister, I will never know. I love Bree Bree so much, but man, I used to say when she was a kid, you were going to make some man so miserable. He's like 20, 21 years old. This kid... And I think a lot of it has to do with mom and dad. This kid has a work ethic. This kid shows up every day. He has taken himself from making like $10 an hour, $8 an hour, whatever it is at the place he's at, to where he's making, you know what, grown-ass man money. He can do 50, 60 grand a year for a 20-year-old this year. And he's growing. And he's learning. And he's busting his butt. And he know what he said? He goes, I don't know everything. I want to learn it. And he's not afraid to make mistakes. And you know what? He's not afraid to do. Be there at 8. I'll show up at 7:30. We're off at 5. I'm leaving at 5:30. Effort. Never felt entitled. A lot of it, I think, is to do with his mom and dad. But he's just a kid that works his ass off. He's a great guy. That's what I'm hoping Jack becomes. I'm trying to show Jack that, you know what? There's things in life you got to work for. You got to work extra hard. And I see to all these kids all the time. It doesn't work for them. I can't make the shot. I can't do this. I don't want to play anymore. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, I lost this or I lost that. Oh, my goodness. I'm playing. Even video games, man, that reset button. Oh, I didn't like the way it went. Reset, start all over. You don't get that in life. You don't. You mess up, pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. You try again. Work harder. Work harder. Don't be so entitled. And you don't know your worth. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Phil, did you see the, speaking of feeling entitled, did you see the Ram drop the football there?
I did not. I was paying attention to the show, actually, for once.
Oh, my God. Jared Goff. That poor guy. Man, the Rams are horrible. But those white uniforms look great, especially against those nasty, nasty markers, those highlight pens that the Seahawks are wearing. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
It's funny. As we talk about all these kind of things, you know, one of the things I think is taken out of stuff when it comes to kids and it comes to millennials and the entitlement and the whole nine yards, and I think a lot of this has to do with the political correctness world, or we don't keep score of this, that, and the other. But the truth is, competition is great. And competition is so valuable, not only to learn how to win, but also to learn how to lose. But what it does is you strive to be better. I was listening the other day to, I think it was John Calipari or Rick Pitino. I think it was Rick Pitino. And, you know, he tells these kids, you know, and he gets the best recruits every year come to Kentucky, right? He's going to get five-star super recruits that are all going to come, and they're going to be one and done, and they're going to leave. And they're going to go to the NBA. And a lot of guys, they don't want to do that, right? They want to go be the big fish in a small pond because they worry, I want playing time. I want this. I want that. And you know what he said to him? And this is something that I think is the most valuable thing. No, you don't want to do that. Because the best that you're going to do for yourself as far as value goes and how you're going to improve yourself isn't by going somewhere where you're the man. It's by going somewhere where you're just another man. Because everybody else is as good or better than you and challenges you to be better than you are now. I was lucky. I got to play soccer with a lot of great guys. And I do a lot of great stuff. And I learned early, don't tell me what I'm doing right. Yes, you can say you're doing this right, but let's not focus on it. Tell me the things I'm doing wrong. Tell me where I need improvement, because I'm already doing it right. And unless it's luck, then I know what I'm doing right. So tell me what it is that I'm doing wrong. Where can I improve? How can I improve? I've got one of the best consultants in the history of the world who works on our show and helps us out. Let me tell you something. When we talk, he gives me notes and I write them down. And the minute I get him, I want to improve everything I do. I listen to other people. Because I want to improve what I do. It was the same thing when I played soccer. I don't want to play with guys I'm better than. I want to play with guys who are better than me. Why? So I can learn. So I can become better. So I can challenge myself. And this generation has had all of that competition taken away. And they've had that kind of fierceness and competitiveness stripped from them, and they've replaced that with fear in a lot of ways. People are afraid to fail more so now than I think ever before, so they don't try. And you got to have that. You absolutely must have that. Strive to be better. And I think, and these kids, man, they can't take any kind of criticism whatsoever. You criticize some of these young kids, they lose it. I don't want to do it anymore. I quit. I'm so proud of my little brother today. My little brother, he turned 18 or 17. I called him, I'm happy birthday, and I text him. And the North American Hockey League, the NAHL, the Aberdeen Wings are going to take him on, it looks like. And he's so excited. This kid's worked his ass off. I mean, he's busted his butt. Here's a perfect example. He goes out and he does private lessons with his coach, who coaches probably the 10 or 15 biggest names in the NHL privately as well. He'll go out, and he also coaches little kids, and he will donate his time, and he'll skate an hour or two with the little kids and help him out and help him run all of his clinics, and he does it for free. And in return, he gets free lessons. And what does the coach focus on? None of the stuff that my little brother does well. Focuses on the stuff that he doesn't do well. People need to hear those things. We all do. Not that you don't want the confidence to believe that you can do these things, and don't knock you down. There's a way to bring it to people and to show them, do this and you're going to be like this. That's great. It's not criticism for criticism's sake. It's criticism to try to improve. No matter what it is in life. It drives me crazy, though, that you can't criticize a child. You can't talk about it to a young kid and say, try this, because the fear factor of what potentially could happen and how they're completely ill-prepared to take any kind of criticism, and within seconds, they snowflake it and melt. You want to get better? Play with better. You want to learn more? Challenge yourself. Put yourself in uncomfortable positions to learn more, to grow. That's what you want. And that means sacrificing at times. Not entitlement, sacrifice. Two different words. Learn them. One of them will benefit you tremendously. The other one, well, it's what you probably already are. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show, always, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Check us out on all of our stuff from Facebook, The Chad Benson Show, to Twitter and Instagram, at Chad Benson Show. It's simple and easy as that. Have yourself a wonderful night. For all the boys here, my name's Chad Benson. And as I say to you, night, night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.